In Iraq, violence has pushed millions of people out of their homes, and some of the most vulnerable are widows. They frequently lack means of support or protection, and some of them are reduced to begging or prostitution in order to survive. Recently, Baghdad's local government opened a trailer park refuge for women who've lost their husbands. But as NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports, both the women and their refuge are victims of neglect.
Hiba Atiya holds her crying child to her chest and croons to him. My baby boy, she sings, your enemy is lost in the desert. Don't be afraid. The child won't be soothed and clutches desperately at her dress. The youngest of seven children, he was only a month old when his father was killed by gunmen, Hiba says. Then she was displaced from her neighborhood.
When my husband was alive, I used to depend on him for everything. After his death, I've been through many dark days and difficult times. My three boys did not come here to live with me in this trailer because there's not enough space. They live now with my mother, and I don't get to see them much.
Hiba moved to this widow's trailer park 2 weeks ago. The conditions are dire.
You will hear many sad stories here in this trailer park. So many tragedies. The government does not care about us widows.
Outside, other women covered in long black veils, streaked with dust, walk among the stark white trailers. There is no shade from the unrelenting sun here. There's nothing green. A large, dusty parking lot is the only place their children can play. There's also no electricity or running water for the trailers. It wasn't supposed to be this way, says the guard Murtada Idan, who protects this place.
The contractor who built this compound took the money and did nothing. There are 120 widows and their families who live here, but they suffer from the terrible conditions.
Idan says that after an initial flurry of visits from officials when the camp opened, the complaints of the residents have fallen on deaf ears.
These families and children are very poor, and they didn't have the simplest things, like cold water in this hot summer. There are no schools. The problem is nobody cares about them. All the officials are corrupt. But I still hope that someday, somebody will come and save them.
Some estimates put the number of widows in Iraq at 1 million, women who have lost their husbands to Iraq's endless succession of wars, Iran-Iraq, the invasion of Kuwait, the recent civil war. In an attempt to address the problem, Baghdad's provincial council funded this trailer park. But as with many of Iraq's reconstruction projects, the work is shoddy and was left uncompleted. Still, for many of the women here, this is a last desperate refuge. Aliyah Yunus Abbas, heavily pregnant with her third child, shows a visiting reporter around her trailer. It's a small, simple structure, two rooms on either side for sleeping, a bathroom and a kitchen in the middle. She's not a widow. Her husband left her because he couldn't afford to support her and the children. She came to live here with her aunt, who lost her husband in the Iran-Iraq war. Aliyah is only 16 years old, and already she looks and sounds exhausted by life.
This is my destiny. My family is poor, and I can't depend on them to help me. My husband does not give me a cent, and you know my children need money to buy food and clothes. I depend now on charity. I have no other choice.
In Iraq, poor widows and divorcees are often discarded by their families-in-law, leaving them vulnerable with no way to support themselves. In this camp, some like Aliyah beg, others become prostitutes. These caravans provide roofs over the women's heads, but little else. They are made of metal, and in the hot Iraqi sun, they act like ovens.
It is very hard to live in this trailer, especially in the summer with the hot weather. Our skin blisters from the heat. We do not have our own generator, and we can't pay for power from the central generator.
Back across the camp, Hiba Atiya says, though, that the one good thing about being here is that the women can all help each other. They all share the same pain and similar problems.
I try to help the other widows because some of them have problems worse than mine. I always encourage the widows without work to find something other than begging or asking help from your brother or your husband's family.
As she talks, her son continues to fret. She sings to him again. This time the song is much bleaker, and she cannot hold back her own tears. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Baghdad.